You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, TV producer, comedian Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This show is being dropped on the 21st day of October 2019, and we are going to be talking about your American League champion. Might be Astros, might be Yankees. I don't know yet. This show is brought to you. This specific episode that you're currently listening to right now, it's brought to you in part by both Vivid Seats and by Blue Chew. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You can listen to us on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. You can also listen to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Player FM, Podbean. You know all the places to listen to podcasts. Whatever you're currently using, guess what? It works because you're listening to what I'm saying right now. And if you weren't, how would you be able to hear this? You could be at our website, which is LockedOnMLB.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network. There's a Locked On Astros. There's a Locked On Yankees. One of those two shows are going to be jubilant today because their team's going to the World Series, and the other will be despondent of a 100-some-odd win season gone and lost to posterity. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at Locked On MLB. I'm personally your pal Sully. I'm on Twitter at Sully Baseball, Instagram Sully Baseball Podcast. Okay, pull back the curtain. I'm recording this on Saturday. This section of the podcast is being recorded on Saturday. It is 12:47 in Palo Alto, California, as I'm recording this right now. And last night, the Yankees scored 4 in the first. The Astros scored 1 in the first, and it was 4-1. That was your final. Tip your hat to Justin Verlander, who had a crappy first inning and then gave the Astros length the rest of the way. Tip your hat to Paxton, who looked very shaky in the first inning, held the Astros to a single run, and then basically shut down their attack the rest of the way and gave the Yankees what I thought was a very unexpected, terrific victory that preserved the ALCS and pushed it to a Game 6, which is going to be played in just a couple of hours. Now, I had said on the podcast that was dropped on Friday that I believe the Astros should have thrown Urquidy in Game 5, and this was my mindset. You're up 3-1. Worst case scenario is you're up 3-2, heading home with a rested and ready Verlander and a rested and ready Cole. You know that at least one game you would have to be throwing a bullpen game unless you roll the dice and you say Verlander is going to throw Game 5 and you go for it. Now, if the Astros, who have a wonderful offense, got off the mat and managed to score a couple runs, and they had a bunch of times where they had the tying or go-ahead run at the plate or at least on deck, this wonderful Astros team that sometimes looked like they could score at will, if they were able to dust themselves off and attack James Paxton, who is a fine pitcher, but he's not exactly Greg Maddux in his prime, then we're not having this conversation. And Verlander actually, you know, he held the Yankees to no runs after that disastrous first inning. And, you know, if the Astros went on a big rally, then no one would remember this and would seem like a smart decision. Okay. But I did say that before, and I stand by it. Because now, right now, as of right now, it's 12:47. I'm going to head over to the MLB app, and they're saying, who are the starting pitchers for the game? For the Yankees, it's to be determined. And for Houston, it's to be determined. So who do you got? Do you think to be determined or to be determined? It's a bullpen game. So probably some schmuck, Peacock, Harris, someone's going to throw the first inning or two, and then they're going to go Urquidy. So they're going to do exactly what I said they should have done before. Now, let's say the Yankees win this game. I think the Yankees have a better bullpen than Houston. Now, I think, I don't know who they're going to start. I mean, I think Hap will probably get the bulk of the innings. And who knows? This all could be a moot point, and J. Hap could get smacked around, and Gerrit Cole will be ready to pitch game one of the World Series. But let's say it's not. And now you have a game seven. Now, I don't care who the hell you're throwing in a game seven. Something weird can happen. You don't believe me? Who is the one starting pitcher in all of postseason history that everyone points to as the pinnacle, the greatest sign of clutch pitching, the greatest sign of tough pitching? Bob Gibson. And in 1968, the Cardinals took a 3-1 lead against the Detroit Tigers, and it was a foregone conclusion that even if everything bad happens in games 5 and 6, they're going to hand the ball to Bob Gibson in game 7, and it's a fait accompli. Well, guess what happened? The Tigers won game 5, the Tigers won game 6. And up comes Bob Gibson, who had thrown a complete game victory in game 1, a complete game victory in game 4. The previous year, 1967, he threw complete game victories in 1, 4, and 7. And in 1964, threw complete game victories in games 4 and 7. So it's just, oh, you just know, you're going to hand the ball to Bob Gibson, he's going to go 9, it's a victory, it's guaranteed. And he happened to pitch a very fine game 7 in 1968. But Curt Flood, the center fielder, tripped at one point. And a ball went over his head. After he tripped, it turned into a triple. And eventually, the key part of a Detroit Tiger rally, and the Tigers won the World Series. In other words, something weird can happen. It doesn't have to be a bad outing. It could be a fluke. Remember when the Phillies handed the ball to Roy Halladay in 2011, a year where they were guaranteed to win the World Series? Well, they just give the ball to Halladay. And he pitched brilliantly. Complete game, I believe. Eight innings. Let up one run. Problem was, Chris Carpenter threw a shutout. What if someone throws the game of their life? It's happened. Just ask Bob Gibson, who lost to Mickey Lolich, who is not exactly in the Hall of Fame. I felt that having a rested and ready Justin Verlander in game 6 was the best route for the Astros. I said it then. I'm saying it now. I think the Yankees are going to win game 6, and it's going to force a game 7. And game 7s are, by definition, a coin toss. So we're going to see what happens. I'm going to turn this off right now. We'll be back in a second. And we'll take a look at what happened in game 6 of the ALCS. I want to say that out there. I think the Yankees are going to win. I think we're looking at game 7.
Wow! Wowie wow wow! The game just ended about maybe 15 minutes ago. You know, when a game like that happens and you get the tie in the ninth inning, DJ LeMahieu ties the game with a home run in the ninth, a thought hits me and I tweeted it out, which is, this game will be known as the blank game. But we don't know who the blank is yet. So you're looking around. I mean, it was a weird game. I got to say, it was a weird game because it is a bullpen game. And so therefore, it doesn't have the rhythm and the character that a game that has a starting pitcher has. That's one of the things that a starting pitcher who goes 5, 6, 7 innings sort of puts their thumbprint on the game, whether it's a great pitcher or someone throwing a great game out of nowhere, you know, a Randy Johnson great start, or someone like Jeff Weaver coming out of nowhere throwing a game in the World Series in 2006. That personality comes onto the field and comes into the game. You don't have that in a bullpen game because it's a hiccup. It feels like the All-Star game where every inning there's a different pitcher. And so it kind of has a weird rhythm to it. But it got to be a 4-2 game with great defense on both sides. The play of the spectacular play by Michael Brantley making the diving catch. There was some great plays by the Yankee infield, by the Astros infield. And the bullpen game, save for the Yuri Gurriel 3-run homer and the big home run by Urshela, really was the bullpen pitchers were solid. And then it comes to the ninth inning, and Roberto Osuna lets up the home run to tie the game. And then up comes Aroldis Chapman with 2 outs, nobody on, the walk to Springer. And you just got the sense that it was going to happen.
And Altuve crushes it. A guy who is insanely likable and is putting together everything on his Hall of Fame resume. All he has to do is stay healthy and solid for the next maybe 5 years, and he's a Hall of Famer. And when you see games like that, like a signature moment like that, where he is now alongside, I mean, who are the players who have hit walk-off home runs? And I am going to include the wild card as this. And advancing in the postseason, walk-off home runs by Bill Mazeroski, Chris Chambliss, Joe Carter, Todd Pratt. Who else did? Chris Burke, David Ortiz, Maglio Ordonez did it. Travis Ishikawa did it. Am I missing one? Edwin Encarnacion ended the wild card game with one. Jose Altuve did. I think that's all of them. I may be missing one. I don't think I am. And there you go. Altuve belongs in that conversation right now. One of the great home runs. And Chapman, well, he wet the bed. Again, this is Rajay Davis's birthday. You know, I'm kind of glad because I'm not into celebrating people who have been domestic abusers. I'm glad that it wasn't Roberto Osuna who got the final out, and I'm glad it was Aroldis Chapman who blew the game. And let's not forget another GOAT, Domingo Germán. The Yankees desperately needed a number four starter on this team, and he was suspended for domestic violence. I'm not trying to put it down. I'm just trying to say there's a certain amount of karma that happened in this game. And if you're a Yankee fan looking for a GOAT, yes, obviously a GOAT is Chapman, who has been a postseason failure by all metrics. But also, they didn't have Germán. They could have used Germán. They could have used Germán in a game like this today. So throw plenty of blame that way. We've ended a decade with no Yankee appearances in a World Series. Even though they had the highest winning percentage of any team this decade, no World Series for them. None. And this was a killer game because this Yankee team fought hard. This Yankee team had guts. This Yankee team had a ton of injuries. They got virtually nothing from Stanton, from Severino, from Betances. And they still won 100-some-odd games, getting the performances from people like Gregorius and LeMahieu and Masahiro Tanaka. And I mentioned LeMahieu and Urshela and all these wonderful performances they got. Talkman did, played very well. Aaron Hicks came back hurt and performed very well. This was a team that played with a lot of heart and guts. And they were let down by a couple of pitchers. This team probably could have won the World Series. And they didn't. It's worth saluting. This is not your typical Yankee team. This is not a typical big bully team that bought up all the big huge players. Okay? But, alas, they came short. Now the Astros are in the World Series, which we will talk about. But first, I wanted to say, if you're an Astros fan, get your tickets. On Tuesday, Gerrit Cole is rested and ready. Get your tickets now. And what better way to get your tickets than to use Vivid Seats? That's right. Vivid Seats, the online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime, like, oh, I don't know, the World Series! With Vivid Seats, listeners can watch their favorite teams and artists perform in person, earning credit back on all purchases made through the Vivid Seats app via the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program. Vivid Seats helps fans find their seats to any of their favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, more, all through the Vivid Seats app. Look, at Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience, as well as in-app loyalty program, Vivid Seats Rewards. They have statuses ranging from MVP to Hall of Famers, and customers can earn from 10% all the way up to 16% on all their purchases through the app this month. Go to the App Store or Google Play. and download the Vivid Seats apps, fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Reward Loyalty Program and will enjoy credits on all their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Rewards. And all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guarantee. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount of $100. Hey, people in Houston, people in Washington, this is your time. Grab your tickets and use Vivid Seats. I got to just say, there's something I'm going to talk about here. It's about sex. Something that feels almost as good as watching your team in the World Series. Now, this is a baseball podcast, so I'm going to try to speak in code. Guys, were you a pitcher who used to go deep into games, but you find yourself throwing bullpen games now? You used to go nine. There were no pitch counts before. But now you're hearing all the analytics saying, you can't go as far as you used to. Do you feel yourself tiring out? Do you need something to increase your stamina and get a few complete games and have confidence that your partner won't be looking in the bullpen to bring someone else in? Well, guess what? Try Blue Chew. Blue is in the color blue. It's the first chewable with the same FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it's legit. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, while heading to Minute Maid Park. I don't judge. Aaron Judge, well, he's going to need them now. His off-season's beginning. They work twice as fast as the pill, so you won't need to warm up as long as the bullpen to get in that game. We baseball fans love performance-enhancing drugs, and this one works, and you can even use it in Cooperstown. They won't test you. It's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. It's not a big box that says, Blue Chew here! No, this is not Blue Apron, it's Blue Chew! They're made in the USA, and since they prepare and ship direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, if you use a special deal for our listeners, visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, faster, and cheaper choice. And hey, thanks for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast. So, we know the matchup. It is Houston versus Washington. Now, I'm not 100% sure which game is going to be started by Scherzer or which game is going to be started by Strasburg. I believe they'll probably start Strasburg game one. So we'll have Strasburg versus Gerrit Cole. Folks, you're not going to get a better game one pitching matchup than that. And this is a truly interesting pitching matchup because you have the two unbelievable aces at the front of the Astros, which are Cole and Verlander. You have Strasburg and Scherzer leading the way with the Nationals. You each have an intriguing number three starter. Corbin has pitched well, and Greinke has not, but we all know what he's capable of doing. And then you also have Anibal Sanchez. You don't need to do a bullpen game with the Washington Nationals. Do you start Urquidy? I don't know. But you've shown you probably shouldn't show people on short rest. In terms of the bullpen, on paper, it looks like the Washington Nationals bullpen is worse than the Astros, but the bullpen pitched quite well, thank you very much, in the series against Los Angeles and the series against St. Louis. So you're not asking them to be a great bullpen over 162 games, just seven. And maybe there's a little bit of, I don't know, positive mojo going on with the Washington Nationals right now. Ever since they won that wild card game against Milwaukee with a strange eighth inning rally, the Nationals have been playing with a little bit of, hey, we're not even expected to be here. You know, we got off to a horrible start. We weren't expected to be here at this point. Not this team. We have nothing to lose. If the Astros sweep the Washington Nationals in the World Series, nobody could look at the Astros, could look at the Nationals, and say, what the hell happened there? How did they fall apart? It's like, oh, they didn't expect to get that far. So good for them. There's no pressure on them. There's no pressure on a team that's starting Strasburg and Scherzer right up front and have a red-hot Rendon and the likes of a Juan Soto in the middle of their lineup. And things just happening to fall in. Now, I do think the Astros are going to win the World Series. The reason I do is because I just think overall they're the better team. And I think that they have, you know, they had two tremendous challenges. One from the Rays, who took them 5 games, and one from the Yankees, who was a really wonderful series between arguably the two best teams in baseball. And there may be something to be said, and we've seen this historically, that when one team sweeps and the other team's, you know, and has to wait around for the other team to play a highly charged series, almost always the team that sweeps wind up losing the World Series. The exception being the 1995 Braves, who swept Cincinnati and wound up beating the Cleveland Indians. But most of the time, the team that sweeps, you know, whether it's the Rockies in 07 or the Detroit Tigers in 06 or the, who else did it recently? There was another team that did it recently that I'm not thinking about right now. Oh, it will come to me. But there, it seems like when the team that sweeps, Detroit again in 2012. That's right. They swept the Yankees and then wound up getting swept themselves by San Francisco, even though on paper, San Francisco was inferior to Detroit. Now, hopefully, the Nationals have kept themselves sharp. I'm unabashed by this. I am rooting for Washington to win the World Series. I think Houston will just because of the wonderful things they does. But if it's going to happen, this should be an interesting series. One of the biggest strengths that Houston has is the top of the rotation with Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. That just happens to be, I don't want to say negated, but can be matched by Strasburg and Scherzer. You know, it's funny that the great Tiger rotation, that you saw some of the pitchers who pitched for the Tigers in the middle of this decade, the 2010s, Verlander, Scherzer, Anibal Sanchez, Rick Porcello, and for 1 year, David Price. Well, last year, Price and Porcello got their World Series rings. 2 years ago, it was Verlander who got his World Series ring. Well, if the Nationals win, then Scherzer and Anibal Sanchez will get their rings. So that great Tiger rotation could potentially all get fitted for rings, just not in Detroit. Well, we know what the World Series is, and do you know what? It has the possibility of being a really interesting one. The Astros could win a legacy title. The thing that makes sure that you can never say anything bad about this Astros run. When you go on a run and you win multiple titles, like the Astros are trying to do right now, it turns into a thing like the Big Red Machine, where you're like, you know what? No arguing. They won their 2 titles. They had a great run. They don't have to answer to anyone. The Toronto Blue Jays in the 1990s, the same way that no one has to answer to what they did. Unlike a team like Atlanta, who only won 1 title in their great run. Or Chicago, who looks like they're only going to win 1 title in their run that they had in the middle of this decade. So it's a legacy title. And adding to the resume, and possibly putting Hall of Fame credentials on someone like Zach Greinke as well, checking off the box of winning a title there. And also, it will make for a tremendous bargaining chip for Gerrit Cole. But for Washington, it will be historic. Potentially the first World Series title the city of Washington will have seen since 1924. The suffering of losing having 2 franchises move away. And maybe there's even a few fans in Montreal who are feeling happy. Either way, we know what the World Series is going to be. It's going to start on Tuesday. It's going to start tomorrow. It's starting. The World Series starts tomorrow. And it's going to be the Houston Astros versus the Washington Nationals. And tomorrow we're going to be talking all about it. But for now, what a wonderful Game 6 we had. And a terrific ALCS between 2 terrific teams. And now there's only 4 to 7 games left. So go to the Himalaya podcasting app where you can subscribe to this podcast or on whatever platforms you use. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On MLB. You can follow us on Twitter at LockedOnMLB. Same handle for Instagram. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Instagram. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. I'm all wound up because I'm actually taping this right after the game. This has been the Locked On MLB Podcast that will be dropping on the 21st day of October 2019. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.